Morning Watch, Colossians, Week 4, A Living in Union with Christ, Colossians 3, verse 12 to 4, verse 18. Tuesday, Colossians 3, verses 15 and 16. And let the peace of Christ arbitrate in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God. Related verses, Ephesians 2, 14 and 17. Verse 14, For he himself is our peace. He who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition, the enmity. Verse 17. And coming, he announced peace as the gospel to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. John 15, verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. Colossians 3, verses 10 to 11. And have put on the new man, which is being renewed unto full knowledge, according to the image of him who created him, where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. Colossians 2, verse 7. Having been rooted and being built up in him, and having been established in the faith even as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Portions from the footnotes. Colossians 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God. Note 1. Word. The word spoken by Christ. In his New Testament economy, God speaks in the Son, and the Son speaks not only by himself in the Gospels, but also through his members, the apostles and prophets, in Acts, in the Epistles, and in Revelation. All these speakings can be considered his word. In this passage, the infilling of spiritual life that overflows in praising and singing is related to the word, whereas in the parallel passage, Ephesians 5, verses 18 to 20, the infilling of spiritual life is related to the Spirit. This indicates that the word is the Spirit. A normal Christian life should be one that is filled with the word, that the Spirit may bubble over with praise and lauding melodies from within the believers. This book is focused on Christ as our head and life. The way for him to exercise his headship and minister his riches to us is through his word. Hence, the emphasis is on the word of Christ. Ephesians is concerned with the church as the body of Christ. The way for us to live a normal church life is to be filled in our spirit unto all the fullness of God. Hence, the Spirit is emphasized. In Ephesians, both the Holy Spirit and our spirit are emphasized again and again. The Word is even considered to be the Spirit. However, in this book, each of the two spirits is mentioned only once. In Ephesians, the word is for washing away our natural life and fighting against the enemy, whereas in this book, the word is for revealing Christ in his preeminence, centrality, and universality. Note 2. Dwell. To be in a house, to indwell, to inhabit. The word of the Lord must have adequate room within us, that it may operate and minister the riches of Christ into our inner being. Note 3. Richly. The riches of Christ are in his word. Such a rich word must inhabit us richly. Note 4, in. The phrase "in all wisdom" may also be placed so as to modify teaching and admonishing. Note 5, teaching. Teaching and admonishing and singing modify the verb dwell. This indicates that the way to let the Lord's word dwell in us richly is by teaching, admonishing, and singing. Note 6. 1. Yourselves. Note 7. Psalms. We should teach and admonish not only with words, but also with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Portions from the Life Study Messages. It is significant that only in the book of Colossians, a book that deals with culture and its isms and practices, does Paul speak of the inward arbitration of the peace of Christ. This arbitrator calms down all the opinions which have their source in our culture. When the peace of Christ calms our opinions, the word of Christ, which is to dwell in us richly, replaces them. Instead of our opinions, we then have the word of Christ. The New Testament reveals clearly that the word of Christ is the Spirit. Furthermore, Christ today is the life-giving Spirit. Our Christian life is altogether a matter of Christ as the living Spirit. We do not need isms, philosophies, practices, or observances. We need the experience of Christ as the life-giving Spirit. Paul emphasizes, on the one hand, the peace of Christ, and on the other hand, the word of Christ. Some of us may think that as long as our spirit is living, everything is all right. Perhaps you have not realized the need for these two experiences. If we let the peace of Christ work in us and the word of Christ dwell in us, we shall be proper Christians. Instead of our preferences, we shall have Christ's arbitration. Instead of our opinion, concept, thought, and estimation, we shall have the Christ's word.